from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Open your books to U.S. auditors or get off U.S. stock exchanges. That is the message from the Trump administration to Chinese firms listed in U.S. stock markets, which have until January 2022 to comply. Let's go through this with our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, in Shanghai. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
What is the justification for this? What's behind this plan?
Well, right now, Chinese firms can raise a lot of money on the U.S. capital market, but U.S. regulators cannot access the financial audits of those companies. And that's just not fair, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. So he wants Chinese firms listed in the U.S. to allow their books to be examined by a special audit regulator or else give up their listings. Mnuchin says this is about protecting investors from risky Chinese firms, which China doesn't buy at all.
Well, why don't Chinese firms just, you know, hand over their information or comply with U.S. accounting rules, basically?
Well, there's actually a law in China that prevents its citizens and companies from sharing audit documents with overseas regulators, unless there is approval from the Chinese market supervisor and government bodies.
How does China defend the fact that it treats U.S. firms one way and wants to be treated a different way?
It's an interesting question. China never directly addresses this. But today, China's foreign ministry said Chinese auditors have actually been working very closely with American regulators on a number of fronts, and that this dispute really isn't about accounting. It's about forcing Chinese firms to delist. And if that is the goal, officials have been very keen to emphasize that this will severely hurt U.S. investors.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.